verses 1 through 23. And we'll actually we'll get to verse 24 next Sunday. That's one of those strange cases where the person making the chapter divisions broke the chapter off in a strange location. But this is 2 Kings chapter 6. From the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, hear now these words. Now the company of prophets said to Elisha, as you see, the place where we live under your charge is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, and let us collect logs there, one for each of us, and build a place for us to live. He answered, do so. Then one of them said, please come with your servants. And he answered, I will. And so he went with them. When they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling a log, his axe head fell into the water. He cried out, alas, master, it was borrowed. Then the man of God said, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, he cut off a stick and threw it in there and made the iron float. He said, pick it up. So he reached out his hand and took it. Once, when the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he took counsel with his officers. He said, as such and such a place shall be my camp. But the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, take care not to pass this place, because the Arameans are going down there. The king of Israel sent word to the place to which the man of God spoke. More than once or twice he warned such a place, so it was on the alert. The mind of the king of Aram was greatly perturbed because of this. He called his officers and said to them, now tell me, who among us sides with the king of Israel? Then one of his officers said, no one, my lord king. It is Elisha, the prophet in Israel, who tells the king of Israel the words you speak in your bedchamber. He said, go and find where he is. I will send and seize him. He was told, he is in Dothan. So he sent horses and chariots there and a great army. They came by night and surrounded the city. When the attendant of the man of God rose early in the morning went out, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. His servant said, alas, master, what shall we do? He replied, do not be afraid. There are more with us than are with them. Then Elijah prayed, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. And so the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. When the Arameans came down against him, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, strike these people, please, with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elijah had asked. Elijah said to them, this is not the way, this is not the city, follow me, and I will bring you to the man you seek. And he led them to Samaria. As soon as they entered Samaria, Elijah said, O Lord, open the eyes of these men so they might see. The Lord opened their eyes, and they saw they were inside Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elijah, father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? Elijah answered, no. Did you capture with your sword and your bow those you want to kill? Set food and water before them, so they may eat and drink, and let them go to their master. So he prepared for them a great feast. And after they ate and drank, he sent them on their way, and they went to their master. And the Arameans no longer came raiding into the land of Israel. My friends, to the word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Now this morning we got several action-packed stories concerning Elisha, the protege of the prophet Elijah. Now, the first story is kind of interesting because I thought about leaving it out, but I thought, I don't do that. That's a fun story, you know? So the prophets come to Elisha and says, Master, no, we got some growing pains here. We don't have enough room. Can we go down and make a little house for ourselves? Get some trees down and make us a little house and shelter. And Elisha said, well, go for it. Okay. Well, Master, would you come along with us? Well, sure. And so they're down by the Jordan River, cutting down trees to get the timber for their houses. And then somebody's axe head comes off and falls into the water. That'd be like, for example, if here in McMinn County, if Herb was out with a chainsaw, cutting down some trees by Chestuie Creek, and the chainsaw slips and falls into the bottom of the creek. Oh, prophet, what are we going to do? That was my chainsaw. That was my axe head. And Elijah said, where did it fall? He said, right there. And Elijah cut a stick, tossed it in, and then defying the laws of nature, the axe head, made of iron, floats. He said, pick it up. And the man reached out, pick it up. God had worked a miracle through Elijah. Now, it seems insignificant, like, why in the world would the Lord do a miracle like that? But, you know, God is concerned about all of our needs. Even the little need is you lost the axe head that belonged to your neighbor. Well, our next story here has several good plots to it. We first start off with the king Aram, and he's talking and says, I want to declare war against Israel. And says, and what I want to do is I want to set up a camp at this location, take them by surprise. Well, Elisha will send a message to the king and say, King, don't go to this location. Your enemies are there waiting for you. And so the king Aram will wait and wait and wait, and the king never show up. And so he says, well, this time we're going to come over here and camp out. And then we'll take the king by surprise. Elijah sends word to the palace, King, don't go to that location. Your enemies are waiting for you. On the third time, the king Aram said, we'll send this location on the map. I mean, three times a charm, this has to work this time. And we'll capture the king of Israel. And Elijah sent word to the king and said, King, don't go there. You'll get captured. And this happened so often, they said that the king of Aram was greatly perturbed. And he called his officers and he was angry with them and said, now tell me, who among us ties with the king of Israel? In other words, somebody is a spy in my office. Because every time I pick a location on the map, the king of Israel knows about it. I know one of you has to be telling the secrets. You know, what did Benjamin Franklin say? Three men can keep a secret if two are dead. And one man had the courage to say to the king that he was wrong. No one, my lord king, is Elijah, the prophet of Israel, who tells the king of Israel the words you speak in your bedchamber. King, when you're in your bed and asleep, and you roll over and start talking, that the prophet Elijah can hear every word you're saying, and he's one tells the king of Israel. The king says, well, I'll take care of that. So go and find him where he's at, and I will send and seize him. And they say, well, he's in Dothan. And so they sent horses and chariots there and a great army. They came by night and surrounded the city. So the next morning, Elisha's servant gets up, looks out the window, and here's this town, this Dothan, surrounded by the enemy forces. Oh, master, what are we going to do? And Elisha says, do not be afraid. How many times in Scripture do we hear the phrase, do not be afraid? For there are more with us than are with them. And that servant has to be thinking, Elijah, prophet, master, you're going crazy. Have you not counted how many folks were outside that city? Then Elijah prayed, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. And so the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Now, you know that servant has to be thinking, wait a minute. I remember how Elijah got carried off into heaven with a chariot of fire pulled by horses. And now here with Elisha, the mountain is full of chariots of horses and fire. They were there the whole time. He just couldn't see them. Now, I think sometimes we don't realize just how much the Heavenly Father looks out and protects for us. Now, and I remember I was listening to a YouTube video where Sean McDowell was interviewing Michael Brown, a biblical scholar, and they were talking about angels and such. And Michael Brown was an interesting guy. He actually grew up Jewish and got into drugs and got saved and became a professor and studied Hebrew and such, and now he's a witness to his fellow Jewish folks. And he told a story. He said, there was this guy I knew that's at the church, and he had come to be a pastor of that church, and he got saved out of the local mob. He said, and the local mob put a hit on him, but nothing ever happened. He said, then sometime later, this guy got saved, joined the church, and said, I got to tell you something. I was the guy who's hired by the local mob to take you out. I was their hitman. And every Sunday night, I'll park outside, and what if you come out of church with my gun ready to shoot at you and take you out? He said, why do you do it? He said, I couldn't get a clear shot. You always had those two big guys walking with you when you're locking up the church, walking to your car. And the pastor thought, well, that's strange. When I locked up the church, I was by myself. You see, God's divine protection plan, we don't always see it. In this case, Elijah saw the protection plan. In that case, this enemy saw it. And it probably led to his own salvation. Well, then, the Arameans attack, and Elijah prays and says, strike these people with blindness, Lord. So now they're blind, and so they're just kind of... And then here's the fun part. Elijah says, this is not the way. This is not the city. Follow me. I'll bring you to the man you seek. And so here they are, following Elisha. This reminds me, you know, of summertime when the youth group was in the swimming pool, and they were saying, you know, Marco... Polo, Marco, Polo. That's what Elisha was doing. Marco, Polo, come on, come on, coming. And he led this entire army down to Samaria. And then he said, Lord, open their eyes. Their eyes are open. And now they're in the clutches of the king of Israel. The king of Israel said to Elijah, Father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? But Elisha answered, no. Did you capture with your sword and your bow those you want to kill? Set food and water before them so they may eat and drink, and let them go to their master. So he prepared for them a great feast. And after they ate and drank, he sent them on their way, and they came to their master. And the Arameans no longer came raiding into the land of Israel. You see, the king wanted to do what we do. Ah, here's our enemies. Kill them. Be done with it. But Elisha said, time out. These are prisoners of war. Feed them. And so the king gave a feast. And there was Elijah at the king's table, eating a meal in the presence of his enemies. And what happened? The men went home unharmed, and the Armenian king stopped. There is peace between the lands. You see, if they had to slaughter those men like that, that undoubtedly would cause more warfare. But Elisha said, don't kill them, feed them. And isn't it interesting how in the book of Moses, when we read the laws, it says, if you see your enemy's donkey or ox, you are commanded to return that donkey or ox to your enemies. Or in the book of Proverbs, it talks about doing good deeds to your enemies, like pouring coals on top of their head. We get to the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus says, you have heard it said, love thy neighbor, which is biblical, and hate thy enemy, which is not scriptural. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Pray for them. Hold on, Jesus. I thought we were supposed to kill our enemies. No. Don't kill them. Pray for them. And then what did Paul say in his letters? Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. As much as possible, depends on you. Live peacefully with all men. So what about us this morning? Is there a need in your life that seems impossible? Like that man who lost that axe head in the water? Or maybe your enemies are out trying to get you somehow. Don't you know God can protect you through divine wisdom, divine protection? And then when you're in a position to harm your enemies, do you harm your enemies? Pay them back, get even, teach them a lesson? Or do you show love to your enemies, show compassion? Remember, our Heavenly Father sends rain upon both the good and the evil, sunshine upon the just and the unjust. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And maybe, just maybe, God will work a way in your life to where the folks who were your enemies will leave and no longer be your enemies. You see, when that happens, you win, don't you? You no longer have an enemy. And in doing so, you didn't make any more enemies. The king almost made a terrible decision by killing these soldiers. But Elisha said, don't kill them, feed them. And when they went home, there was peace in the land. May we always have the wisdom to do as the Lord commands. Amen.